Scripture lesson this morning is from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 31. It's found on page 1136 in the Pew Bible in front of you, if you would like to follow along. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 31. This is what Paul writes to the church. Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we will all baptize by one Spirit so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now, if the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not, for that reason, stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not, for that reason, stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has put the body together, giving greater honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is part of it. And God has placed in the church, first of all, apostles, second, prophets, third, teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, of helping, of guidance, and of different kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? Now eagerly desire the greater gifts. This is the word of the Lord. How many body parts does it take to make apple pies? Or we could say, how many people did it take to make apple pies through the whole season? A lot, right? We had those guys who were peeling, and then others who were cutting, and then whole like bunch of ladies who were coring, and then we had people on the machine slicing it. And then the following day, we had to come together. We had a doughboy making the pie crust, rolling it out. We have a team of rollers. And then we had a whole team of Girl Scout girls who were filling the pies. And then we had the crimpers who would crimp the top and the bottom together and make it beautiful. And then we had the baggers who would bag the pie so that when people come to buy the pies, it was ready for them. In our reading today, Paul uses the image of body and parts of the body as an illustration for what it means to be the church. And Paul says the body, though one, have many parts, and God has placed all these body parts together, different parts together to form a body, to accomplish, to do the work of ministry. Teaching us that the connection to one another is so important, and what's more important is that each of us understanding how we are all connected to each other and how every person, each part is important, that we depend on each other to get the work done. You know, every single movement that we do in our body, it's never a simple thing. Even as simple thing as raising a hand, that takes hundreds different parts of our body working together, coordinating together to make that happen. One most important thing about our bodies together, although different parts, although different persons coming together making one body, he says what's most important thing for us is that we all share the one same DNA. We have our body parts all arranged in different positions, right? With different functions. But my hands, my feet, my face, they all share the same DNA, correct? Yes? Because if they didn't, your body is in big trouble. What does that mean as a church, that we share the same DNA? This is what Paul says. Paul says that we were all baptized by one Spirit so as to form one body. Whether you're Gentile or Jews, whether you're slave or free, whether you're women or men, whether you are young or old, regardless of where you have come from, regardless of your walks of life, when we are all put together, he says, we're one. We all share the same DNA because we have been baptized into the body of Christ, and that we have the same Spirit who lives in us. We are all made of cells from the same body, and when we come together as a church, so we form that body, meaning that we are more than our individual selves. As a body of Christ, as a faith community, as a church, when we come together, it's more than individual alone. That as together, as a body, we work together, we cooperate together to accomplish things that as individuals can never accomplish. You know, every year we crank out more than 1,000 apple pies. I mean, can one person do that in 4 weekends? It's impossible. We can never do that as individuals, but we are able to do it because we work together as a body, because we cooperate. Each of us have different roles, and that's a gift. You know, we don't want everyone to be the eye, because then we're going to have 100 eyes and nothing else. That doesn't help us. Some of us are eyes, then others are hands. Some of us are feet. Some of us are like the muscle parts, who's able to do the heavy lifting. Some of us are the head or the brain cells. Some of us take joy in helping others, while others receive strength from studying the scripture and telling others or teaching others the scripture. Some of us need to go and get our hands dirty and help other people, while others, worshiping is the thing for them. See, but when we all come together as a body, then we are the body who is able to do all these different things and fulfill the purpose God has for us. In January, at our admin council meeting, the leaders of this church have set two goals for 2016 to help us to be a vital church that does ministry that makes a difference in the world. And so these two goals are, one is to increase our worshiping attendance and our small group numbers by 30%. You know, 30%, it's really not that big number, and we feel that we can do this. The second goal is to be intentional about reaching out to the community and meeting the needs of those who are in need, one way or the other. And by how we're going to do this is to do at least minimum three outreach events. So when we do the community chili cook-off, that will be one, because we are doing this to benefit our community EMS, letting people know that we are here, we want to serve the community. So those are two goals that we want to accomplish in 2016. Now, how many body parts will it take for us to accomplish these two goals? Three? Five? Many? You know, if we said it takes how many body parts to eat an apple? You know, and I think we went up to like over 100 body parts. Yes? To eat an apple, in order for us to increase our church attendance and those who will be who are studying in the small groups, 30%, it means it's going to take every single one of us to accomplish this. To do at least three outreach events for the community, it's going to take every single one of us to accomplish it. To increase our attendance by 30% for worship and our small group, it might mean that everyone might need to put attending worship service on Sunday mornings a priority and make every effort they can to be here. And it might also mean that, I need to start telling my friends and my neighbors to come and worship with us. It may mean that, you know, I really haven't joined any small group and haven't done much of Bible study. Maybe this is a great opportunity to join the small group and grow deeper in my faith. Whatever it is, it requires each and every one of us to join in and be that body that works together to accomplish it. When we all work together, I know we could do much more than 30%. But if we're not all in it, then it is not going to work. God has put us here together in this combination. And what a perfect combination it is. Because God has a plan. God wants to make this world a place where people experience God's love and peace joy and hope. And we are God's hands who are reaching out to the community. We are the feet of Christ who are going to those to embrace those who are hurting or bring food to those who are hungry. And it requires each and every one of us as the body of Christ to work together. There is something that you have been called to do. What is God calling you to participate so that we can accomplish our goal of increasing our church 30% and reaching out to the community so that we share the love of Jesus Christ? How is God inviting you to join and work as the body? What body part do you think you are in this body of Christ? Amen. Let us give God our tithes and our offerings. Will the ushers please come forward? The children are back from the Sunday school to collect change for the H2O project, Hope to Others. Guys, bring it forward. Can you bring the H2O money forward? join me in the prayer of dedication. Gracious and generous God, you abound in faithfulness, mercy, and love toward us. We count it a joy and a sacred gift to share with others what you have so freely given to us. Receive, we pray, the offerings of our hearts and lives, that your name may be blessed, your gospel proclaimed, and your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We have the Lord's table prepared before us, and if you will please turn your hymnal to page 12, we will begin with the invitation. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us take a few moments in silence as we look back at our lives and see where we need God's healing, God's forgiveness. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.